and the things we do to make our, you know, to find out, to, it is about, it's not about impressing God, because salvation is by grace. It's not about what I do to impress God, not at all. He is the one doing the works. But when I see those works manifest to me, it increases my faith, and then I see my calling and election is sure. Like Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 1, he says, you know, he gives this list of all these righteousnesses which are fulfilled. You know, giving all diligence, add to your faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly, kindness, love. You know, he says, if these things are in you and abound, you're not going to be unfruitful or barren in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. But if you lack these things, you're blind, you can't see, you've forgotten, you were purged from your old sins. But he says, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Now, it's not that like, well, because God will owe you. No, it is what it is you become sure and confident of your calling election. You're making it sure, meaning it is appearing, it's manifesting itself where you can see it. Because God sees it from the beginning. He just doesn't always clue us in. Now, he makes promises and we receive them, we believe them, right? And we receive the earnest of the Spirit, and so on and so forth. But, you know, salvation is by grace. Verse 6 of chapter 11, and if by grace there is no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. Meaning if it's what I do, if salvation is emanating from decisions I make, and if it's emanating from choices I'm the responsible party in, then grace isn't grace, because it's really not God being gracious to me. It's me doing works that please God, and now he is rewarding me. Now the grace is available. The grace is out there, but I have to do something to obtain it. Whether it be I have to, even just to say, okay, I accept it. I mean, that's a big deal to say, let's say God is standing outside the door with a gift, right? And he's God. He's not some peddler, you know, but I mean, it's like he's not some guy with free samples of deodorant, right? But they treat it like God's out there and he's offering you salvation. He's standing out in the rain and he's just waiting for you to come in and take it. Come out to him and or come into his house and receive it. No, that's not the way it works. God. It's like it says in the parable, go out into the roads and compel people to come in. Because he called people to the feast and they made light of it. And they excused themselves. The parable Jesus taught. I'm not going to look it up now. But there was a king, he made a feast. He called his guests and some made light of it. Others made excuse and he had no guests. And so he said, well, then go out to the highways and just compel people. Make them come. No, that's the calling of God. Yeah, but even among those called, hey, there was a guy who came without a wedding garment on. That's almost like the guy says, okay, I'll come, but he doesn't, you're going to the king's feast, right? And isn't diligent, and he doesn't obtain that wedding garment that you need to wear. And that's the thing. It's the true calling of God and the election. I mean, God, it's not just like this feast where God just compels people to come in. I mean, that is so. But we are compelled. We are drawn. You know, no man can come except God draw him. See, if it's by my works, then it's no more grace. Because if I do it, then work isn't work. Because work is something you do for reward. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election has obtained it. So it's saying, as a whole, nationally, Israel did not obtain the promises of God as they were given through Moses. But the election has obtained it, and the election always has obtained it, and they always sought it by faith. From Abraham, the seed continues according to faith. right? The election obtains it, and the rest were blinded. So those who are, you know, so according as it is written, God hath given them a spirit of slumber that they should not hear, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear. Isaiah 29, verse 10. I have a song for that one, too. You know, he's poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets, the rulers, the seers hath he covered. God makes it difficult. God blinds people on purpose. Jesus said on several occasions, you know, they asked him, why do you speak in parables? He goes, oh, because it is given to you to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them that are without, it's not given. It's not for everyone. I mean, I know there are a lot of people who probably started with this Bible study, and 90% of them didn't make it to chapter 11. In fact, you know, in God, in Isaiah 6, he also makes reference to this, you know, make the heart of this people fat, make their ears heavy, make, you know, shut their eyes that they cannot see, and close their ears that they cannot hear, lest they repent, and I should heal them. You know, God is actually shutting people out. And David said, these are of those who are, you know, not of faith. Let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and even a recompense unto them. The table is, you know, what you dine out of and the good things that you're supposed to be taking in. But he's saying, let it be a trap. Let that which was to be good for them to be a snare unto them. In fact, the, you know, Jesus Christ was the biggest snare of all. I mean, think about it. Here's something that if there could be something good God was giving to the world, there it was. And it went to so many people. It's a stumbling block and a snare, making their situation even worse. Because now the Savior is there and they've rejected him. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their back always. Quoted from Psalm 29, verse 23. So, and here Paul says, now have they stumbled that they should fall? I mean, is it just they stumbled just so they could fall? No, but rather through their fall, salvation has come to the Gentiles. The fact that, because when Israel rejected the preaching, it's what led Paul personally